Unit 5. Humanitarian Work. Ms. June made it a point to live in the moment and never let life get her down. Though she was not the healthiest woman in the world, she certainly had the most fun possible and had a way of making others smile. During her youth, she consumed large amounts of unhealthy food while at parties with her friends and family. After college, she moved to a tropical island with her family in order to be closer to her grandparents. The members of her family always made remarks about how she should take care of herself more and maybe start to live healthier. She would simply laugh them off, though, and do her best to ignore their comments, even though they had good intentions. Though she did not know why, she had always felt that it was her duty to make others happy, and in doing so, make herself happy as well. She moved through Europe and South America, traveling as much as possible in order to see the world. While traveling, she would stop at many villages and homes to those who were far less fortunate than she was. She would do what she could for them and make notations for a book she hoped to one day write about poverty in the world. Ms. June was always the first person who would extend an open hand to help someone in need. She made grand plans to one day work at an international agency that would strive to rid the world of poverty. She began writing letters to senators back in her home country, urging them to change their policies in war-torn and poverty-stricken areas. Most of them never wrote back, but some did send her encouraging words for hope in the future and urged her to continue her work for the greater good. One day, she had the chance to sit in the audience for a speech the president was giving. He talked on and on about changing the world through humanitarian aid. She even got a chance to meet him in the end, but was prohibited from speaking privately with him. As she got older, Ms. June did wonderful things for the world by realizing a book detailing the impact of the developed world on the third world. Specifically, she detailed how pollution from industrial power plants was causing a spike in osteoporosis within the third world. Nonetheless, little was done in practice to change the world as a whole. As she continued her lifestyle, Ms. June's health began to decline. She moved back to the tropical island her grandparents lived on, where she quietly lived out the rest of her days.